Pakistani Christians make a call for worldwide prayer. Native Americans turn to Christ despite violent threats. And a Bible ministry changes its name but is ready for the future. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 50 Taliban militants are reportedly dead as Pakistan's major anti-insurgency operation continues. As it does, Pakistani Christians are asking the world to pray for their nation. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains.
We know of more than 300 pastors in Pakistan who have joined together to mark this Sunday, July the 26th, as a day of prayer for their country, a day of prayer particularly for the church there, which is facing intense persecution.
Despite that, the church is growing. Nettleton says while many Christians left the Taliban-ceded areas, there's still a Christian witness.
There are still some solid believers who are committed to reaching Muslims for Christ, and they have said, there are still Muslims here who need to hear the gospel, who need to hear about Jesus' love, so we're going to stay and we're going to keep ministering.
BOM's providing humanitarian aid and helping evangelists. You can too. Go to our website. Next, gang activity couldn't stop the advance of God's word on a native reservation in the U.S. A drunken and hostile gang leader disrupted the second night of ministry of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings team. The team lost precious ministry time as the girls returned to the bus and the guys worked to defuse the situation. Thank God for protection from an apparent attempt to bomb one vehicle and for dozens of people who responded to the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Torn by years of civil war, Mozambique's infrastructure needs help. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Ron Wismer says one doctor is working to provide medical care for people in remote areas.
The idea is to set up a clinic where a nurse can be trained and operate a clinic, and then when it is needed for an airplane to come in and take them out, the nurse would have the ability to understand, okay, this is a triage situation where we can work on the person here, or we need to call the airplane and bring them to a more reference type of hospital.
Three pilots are already flying between the clinic, and the program hopes to expand.
We just pray that Dr. DeLister and our MEF program will be able to come alongside the government and that we won't be viewed as being a para-government organization, but actually to work through them in order to provide that healthcare service with the understanding that we're doing it in Christ's name.
Meanwhile, after 200 years, a ministry dedicated to spreading God's word has a new name. International Bible Society Send the Light will now be known as Biblica, says Vice President for Communication Steve Johnson.
The reason that we moved forward under this new name is we wanted a name that really communicated that the Bible was front and center to everything we do everywhere around the world. And we really feel like Biblica captures that vision.
Biblica has renewed vision for bringing God's word to more countries, especially those impacted by disaster or the AIDS pandemic. They'll also work to meet more demand for God's word in areas where the church is expanding rapidly.
God is operating in the global south in unprecedented ways. When you look at what's happening with the church in Latin America, in China, in Africa, the church is just exploding in those areas and many more.
Pray for Biblica as it spreads the good news by making God's word available to as many people as possible. And disaster is spurring long-term projects in Nicaragua. Hurricane Felix trampled the country 2 years ago, and the Christian Reform World Relief Committee responded. They gave food and building materials to thousands of people in remote villages. Well, that work is done, but CRWRC is moving on to teach farmers how to improve crops. Training centers will serve as the link between traditional farming research and the farmer. Pray their continued ministry leads many to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins in August. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.